This is Good Food on the Road. I'm Evan Kleiman, and I'm joined by Jonathan Gold, the Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Weekly. Each week, Jonathan stops by with a restaurant for us to try. Today, he's taking us to Daisy Mint in Pasadena.
It's a pan-Asian restaurant, not really fusion-y, but definitely Asian-y. It's cute, right? There are like gilt picture frames on the wall with no pictures in them, but maybe like a plastic bug on a pin and three times as many chandeliers as there probably needs to be. And there's a lot of different kinds of tea on the menu, most of which are those little balls that expand out into giant chrysanthemums of flavor when you put hot water on them.
Yeah, so they're really beautiful. They're like having a flower infusion in your water.
Exactly.
So what do we go there to eat?
In some ways, although the menu is the same, it's a different restaurant at lunch than it is in the evening. In the lunch, a lot of people go for the salad-y kinds of things. You know, they have beef salad that's sort of a version of the Thai beef salad or a version of the Thai waterfall pork, which is grilled pork with greens in a lime juice and chili dressing. They have tiny little dumplings that people like. There's one like a peanut dumpling that's a floppy skin with some ground peanuts and some jaggery sugar in the middle. I mean, it's all super simple.
So what are some of your favorite things to eat there?
I've always thought it was more of a lunch place, where I've mostly been going there at lunch. And I always order the same thing, which is the, I know this sounds weird, the kimchi fried rice. Every Korean restaurant in the world has kimchi fried rice, especially, you know, the greasy spoons. It's the thing that you eat at, you know, 3 a.m. to soak up the alcohol. But this isn't greasy and it won't sit at the bottom of your stomach for a month and you won't smell like it when you come back at the office. It's sort of a cleaned up version. It's spicy, or as spicy as you ask for it to be, but it's not super strong. It's not the kimchi that comes out of your pores.
Because it's sort of a more accessible style restaurant, are the desserts interesting?
A lot of people go for the, they call them banana roti, which I guess is bananas dipped in batter, deep fried, served with ice cream. But I find it hard to stay away from the deep fried ice cream, if only because of the George Clinton song where they sing over and over and over again, fried ice cream is a reality.
So what is the reality of this fried ice cream? Is it battered and fried?
Yeah, it tastes almost like a buttermilk donut, you know, that texture with a big ball of hard ice cream inside and like drizzled with strawberry syrup.
Pretty great. Thanks, Jonathan.
Glad to be here.
We've been talking about Daisy Mint on East Colorado near Hill Avenue in Pasadena. Get the exact address and recommended dishes in a text message sent to your phone. It's really easy. Just text the words good food to 69866. That's good food to 69866. You can hear my full conversation with Jonathan Gold this Saturday at 11 a.m. For KCRW, I'm Evan Kleiman.